This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The dairy industry is testifying before the U.S. International Trade Commission on the need to hold trading partners accountable for policies that harm U.S. dairy producers and exporters. Joining us with more is Jaime Castaneda, Executive VP for Policy and Strategy with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Jaime, what are the concerns that National Milk and the dairy industry have when it comes to these unfair trade practices?
Absolutely. This is all about other countries, especially Canada, but not exclusive to Canada, how actually countries that should not be exporting product and dumping this product into the United States or overseas and taking away markets from us, how we can actually tell the International Trade Commission the reasons as to why these countries, again, in particular Canada, be prevented from continuing to do this. And obviously, USMCA review is going to be critical, but if we can impose any type of actions against Canada to prevent them from continuing to do this, certainly we're looking for the administration to take actions. And obviously, the ITC study is going to be critical for this.
And there has been some history with Canada and circumventing some of the trade agreements through the years.
Yes, so people know Canada has this dairy supply management that they're very protective. This honestly goes way back since the 1980s when Quebec wanted to secede from Canada. And at that time, the first prime minister wanted to actually ensure that that never happened. And they basically promised the dairy farmers in Quebec to do anything for them. So it goes way, way back, and the Canadian government first tried to create this export pricing mechanism in which their farmers could actually have very high prices, but at the same time get rid of the product that they didn't want. So what they create all these pricing schemes to actually be able to export this product. And this has been going on for a while now. USMCA came about, and we negotiated some limits in how they actually could export this product. But again, the Canadians being the Canadians, specifically related to dairy, they figured out another way, another scheme on how to actually circumvent, again, one more time, USMCA rules. So this is where USTR, the United States Trade Representative, and the U.S. government, requested the ITC, the International Trade Commission, to look into this so they can actually have a better analysis overall. So the ITC has until next February to finish the report. So we're all going to be working with them very closely.
Well, Jaime, thank you for the comments today. Any final comments?
I think that basically the important thing is that the industry, National Milk Producers, and the U.S. Dairy Export Council are constantly working with this or previous administrations to make sure that our trade agreements are enforced. And unfortunately, three countries are constantly in our target, which is Canada, which they constantly try to circumvent their obligations. Europe, which we have an incredible trade imbalance in which they don't let us export anything into their countries while they have benefit from our market. We continue to ask our government to take action. And then finally, India, which is one of the most protection countries in the world with Canada, in which they continue to come up with fake trade restrictions against our products. But thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Jaime Castaneda is Executive VP for Policy and Strategy with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.